It's Central Time. I'm Cynthia Schuster in for Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, it's our weekly look at Congress with USA Today politics editor Paul Singer.
First, in a recent interview with ABC News, United States Attorney General Eric Holder said the Department of Justice is expected to get involved in two court challenges involving states and voter ID laws, including one here in Wisconsin.
The Justice Department has already intervened in similar cases challenging voting laws in Texas and North Carolina. With Wisconsin expected to join that list, there's been a lot of speculation as to what could happen and when it might happen.
Here to talk about this story is Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter Sean Johnson. Sean, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So what do we know so far about the possible DOJ involvement in Wisconsin's battle over voter ID here?
Not too much. I mean, it's something that Eric Holder just mentioned in passing in that ABC News interview that you referenced there. ABC News talked about it a little bit in their reporting, and then in a transcript of the interview that was released by the U.S. Department of Justice, Holder said, quote, "We have already filed suit in Texas and North Carolina. I expect we're going to be filing in cases that are already in existence in Wisconsin as well as in Ohio." So that's about the extent that we know about it, although we have heard Eric Holder mention Wisconsin in recent weeks, too. He had a video message on the DOJ website that singled out Wisconsin and the federal lawsuit in Wisconsin that put Wisconsin's voter ID law on hold for now.
And if he were to go forward with this, on what grounds can he file a lawsuit or move forward with this?
Well, that particular lawsuit that he's referencing struck down Wisconsin's law based on a couple of factors. On the grounds that it violated the U.S. Constitution's Equal Protection Clause and that it violated Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. The Section 2 challenge was kind of groundbreaking when it comes to how lawsuits have attacked voting laws like the one in Wisconsin. And that's a section of the Voting Rights Act that prohibits voting practices that discriminate on the basis of race. Traditionally, the Department of Justice, you know, under Holder and under previous attorneys general, would enforce voting laws in southern states in particular using other sections of the Voting Rights Act. But when Section 4 of the Act was struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court, kind of left people wondering, left the Department of Justice wondering how they would, exercise authority in the future. Seems like from Eric Holder's comments that they like what they've seen with the Wisconsin lawsuit and they might be joining it.
Yeah, definitely a lot of layers to this discussion. And at the same time, there's been some response, at least from our state attorney general, J.B. Van Hollen. What did he say?
Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen, in a written statement, said that he referenced a lot of the news regarding immigration that's going on at the national front right now, said, quote, "Maybe Mr. Holder should take his army of lawyers and start enforcing our nation's immigration laws." Attorney General Van Hollen went on to say, quote, "At a time when an immigration crisis is rattling the nation, the attorney general is choosing to spend taxpayer money to meddle in a state law that does nothing more than ask a voter to show a photo ID." So general on general violence there. We've got taking aim at each other.
Well, and that last statement stood out to me, too. So as AG Van Hollen put it, we're simply asking people to present an ID when they vote. Seems very simple and straightforward. And yet the dialogue around the issue has extended to voting rights and to the possibility of racial discrimination, as pointed out by Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. How did it evolve to get to be such a large issue here?
I think it's been a large issue for a while now. This is something that Republicans have pushed for quite a while. They came to power in 2011, and it was one of the first bills that they passed after the battle over Act 10, and it was very quickly blocked by state courts. A couple Dane County judges blocked voter ID. This federal lawsuit took longer to proceed, but it's a big one, and it's now in the hands of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago. And I think what it really, what the issue really boils down to is, at least in this lawsuit, the way that they've framed it, is that the state, in this case, Republican lawmakers and the governor, have not been able to point to cases of voter fraud that would be remedied by a voter ID law. And so they contend there's not there's no grounds for having a law like this when statistics have shown that it's going to, you know, it's going to drive down turnout. It's going to make it hard for some people to get those IDs. And, you know, in practice, they're not going to get them. So that's sort of the argument going forward. And there have been some signs that the appeals court, at least one of the judges on the appeals court in Chicago that could hear this case, that there's been sort of a change of heart in terms of the way that they look at voter ID. We'll see if that's reflected in any decisions as this thing moves.
A change of heart on account of what?
Just as more evidence has come out, mm-hmm. It was Judge Posner on the Seventh Circuit who said, and he's somebody who authored the court decision out of the Seventh Circuit that upheld Indiana's voter ID law. And Judge Posner had mentioned that, you know, as the evidence has come out, he's looked at the issue differently and that, you know, it sort of signaled that future voter ID challenges might be looked at through a different lens.
Is it at all odd or inappropriate for the federal attorney general, the U.S. attorney general, to step in to a state level issue such as this?
Well, it seems like Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen thinks it's inappropriate for Eric Holder to step into a state level issue, but I don't think it's all that unusual. I mean, I think the Department of Justice gets involved in these cases from time to time. It's a little more unusual in that the Department of Justice's authority when it comes to voting laws used to be more focused on southern states. Or states, I guess, with when the Voting Rights Act was initially passed, states that had more of a history of discrimination. So those were the Section 5 states, they were called. So this is a little bit different in that regard. But as far as the DOJ, the U.S. DOJ getting involved in cases, that's kind of their prerogative.
And have we heard any reaction yet from the ACLU?
I have not heard a reaction yet from the ACLU. I'm sure they'd be happy to have the Department of Justice on their side here. This is not something where it's just the Wisconsin ACLU versus the Attorney General, though. They really do have quite, a cadre of attorneys who are working on this from national interest groups. I mean, there's a lot of big firms who have attorneys working with the ACLU on this on a pro bono basis. So I think they'll be happy to have more help, but it's not like they're lacking for help right now.
Mm-hmm. So what do you have a sense of what could happen next?
I think what happens next is we wait for the appeal process to move forward. It's probably not going to move all that quickly. And we have other cases that are going to move quickly. There's a lot of cases in the pipeline right now for example, the gay marriage lawsuit. That's something that the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals has said they're going to hear oral arguments on that in August. So that one's moving very quickly. Mm-hmm. This one, possibly not so much because you don't have the same circumstances. And the gay marriage issue, you have states all over the country where these lawsuits are popping up, very similar lawsuits everywhere. And so these courts of appeals are trying to expedite the appeals, get them to the Supreme Court, which is going to make the final call on this. I don't know what's going to happen on voter ID, but I think it's a different issue.
Sean, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR state government reporter, joining us from the state capitol.